Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
We are continuing our History of KFUO series with special guests throughout our time of broadcasting the good news on KFUO, really zeroing in on guests and hosts and friends of KFUO from the last 50 years, because it's kind of hard to get guests from earlier than that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got to wait to the resurrection for that one.
Joining us today, Pastor Chuck Spomer. He's a former guest and co-host on the Bible study and just all-around friend of KFUO, served as pastor of Ascension Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. That's been on KFUO for many years as well. Pastor Spomer, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Well, it's good to be with you. You got somebody who almost made that 50 years. Well, it's great to be with you and to hear your voices. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. It's good to have you as our guest today. We'll zero in on where you served here at KFUO in just a moment. Tell us about where you are today.
Oh, I live in Burlington, North Carolina, just moved here from Roxboro, North Carolina, and I've been serving Redeemer Lutheran Church in Burlington for 9.5 years now as their called pastor. And it's really a great gig for a retired guy, because it was a small congregation. I think we have about 60 members now. We started off, we had about 40, and they just needed somebody to preach on Sundays, visit the sick, be in the office once a week and that kind of thing, just make sure that everything was okay and running well. And they'd been calling for a while and had really very little luck. And I showed up to fill in one Sunday and they said, "We have a call meeting this afternoon. What would you think of taking the call?" And I said, "Well, give me a try." So they gave me a phone call about 1 p.m. They said, "We decided to call you as our pastor." And I said, "I'll let you know by tonight." So I looked at my wife, who by the way is a pastor's daughter, and she said, "You want to do this, don't you?" I said, "Oh yeah." So, it's been a real blessing ever since. God has really blessed us with this congregation. It's the town of Burlington is maybe 50,000. It's in an area of North Carolina called the Triad, which is just west of the research triangle of Raleigh, Durham, and Wake Forest. And it's a fast-growing area, and the congregation has grown quite quickly, too. Over the last 4 years, we've probably gained between 15 and 20 members, most of them from outside Lutheranism. So it's really interesting to see that happen.
Well, Pastor Spomer, I have so many wonderful memories of you serving at KFUO, helping us at KFUO, and I can see where you would have jumped right in, because that was your heart and your passion, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with our listeners.
Absolutely. That one thing I love about KFUO is its mission, to really present the gospel in a very simple and yet unequivocal way. And it's one of the programs on KFUO go at objections that are raised to the gospel or deviations from the gospel, so that people can hear that and understand that the pure gospel is still there in Scripture and it's for anyone to hear and see.
Now, the Bible study was a program that we had. This is before my time, but it was a long-running program, if I remember right, and still popular with our listeners. Tell us about your time on the Bible study and why that program was quite popular.
Well, I started the Bible study, I think, around 1996. So it was almost 30 years ago. And that was when I became pastor at Our Redeemer in South St. Louis. And I served there with Mark Spitz and Mark Hawkinson and Chuck Rathert and Roland Lettner. And after I moved, also was with Bill Whedon. We did a Bible study there. At first, I was on twice a week, and then I was on once a month, because there were many pastors who had a desire to actually share on KFUO and the Bible study. What was nice about the Bible study is that the hosts had this way of asking the correct questions. You know, they didn't come and hold forth. They asked questions that normal people ask when they're confronted with the gospel, or normal people ask about their lives. and need to know the answers. How does God guide me, direct me? What does God do to save me? Some of the excitement that you could hear in the voices of the people who were on, called in and shared with us was wonderful, because they would hear the gospel and it would either open up a new avenue of understanding for them, or it would reinforce the understanding that they already had and secure them even more in their faith in Jesus Christ. So that was a wonderful thing to do. Also getting to know these hosts, getting to be on some of the programs that we did with multiple guests at the same time, sometimes during Holy Week. I remember being on in Good Friday with Tom Baker and Bill Whedon and myself. There was somebody else. And, you know, we were just being thrown questions, and they were hardball questions. And it was really fun to interact with those fellows.
What was the one really tough question that sent you into your study to find a good, solid answer? Did you ever have some real zingers that were challenging questions to try to answer?
They were challenging questions. I remember one lady asked me a question about Jeremiah. And I said, you know, I've never read that. And she said, what? And I said, no, I've never read the entire book of Jeremiah. I'm sorry. And I guess that was one that I remember. Now, I've taught it several times, but, you know, at that point, I had never actually read through all of Jeremiah, which was, you know, probably not a good thing for a pastor to say, but, you know.
It was truthful.
Yeah. Well, I think the questions about the sacraments very often were ones that were more challenging because of the questions and the objections people have to the sacraments as being means of grace. The fact that baptism is regenerative sacrament, it gives new life, or the fact that the body and blood of Christ are truly present in the sacrament without changing the elements or being just a picture. Those are hard questions to come to answer unless a person really has an understanding and an appreciation for the truthfulness and the unequivocal truthfulness of Scripture.
I think what made the Bible study and all the programs on KFUO so good for our listeners to hear was the fact that I don't think it was a bunch of people saying, this is what I think, or this is what you should do. It was, this is what the Word of God says. It was always digging into God's Word and giving them an answer from God's Word, not from what we're thinking.
Absolutely. And the, you know, the wonderful thing about that is, for at least people like us who not only understand the truthfulness of the Word of God, but also understand that it's the place where the Holy Spirit resides, is that even though a person may not at the outset believe that the Word of God, that the Scriptures are Word of God, or that the Scriptures are authoritative, when you use them, the Holy Spirit does what He says He's going to do. And those are the things that answer people's questions. That's the thing that speaks to their heart. My opinion doesn't. It's only worth, you know, a quarter of coffee. The Word of God brings eternal life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how did you see lives of listeners changed over your time at KFUO? I mean, being a part of a Bible study, you get to share the gospel of Jesus, right? On a Bible study program like that, and maybe get to know some listeners. How did you see lives changed throughout your time on KFUO's programs?
Well, there was one listener who called in quite a bit. Her name was Linda. Remember her, Joan?
Yes, I do. Oh. Yes.
And she was a very hard shell Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
But when she came up with the statement that she was actually sorry that she walked up to her own baptism, she wished that she had been carried. Because she finally understood the nature of God's activity in baptism, that it was not her doing, but it was something that God used to shower all of His gifts upon her.
Wow.
Hey, I've got something I want to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're celebrating the 100th anniversary, on December 14th, 1924, there was a young student at the seminary whose name was John Spomer, who sang on that first broadcast in the attic of this old seminary on Jefferson Avenue.
Really?
That was my father.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so I never cool. knew that about you or your family. Oh, what wonderful history.
Yeah, wouldn't say he talked about it often, but I think he probably mentioned it 3-4 times during his lifetime. And he said that was just such a pivotal time to be in that particular place. And he had, of course, a special regard for John H.D. Pritz, who was the earlier leader for the establishment of KF, if you will. So that was...
Wow.
That's special.
It's certainly another fact to add to our KFUO history timeline.
Right.
Yeah. You know, as we're preparing for this special anniversary, we're learning so much about the history of KFUO and how the Lord has provided for KFUO to be able to continue to tell the good news of Jesus, and learning these just little facts along the way of some mm-hmm. of the special and significant things that have happened throughout our history is just something to celebrate and give thanks to God for.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Spomer, thank you so much for sharing your story with us and for being a part of KFUO's history and spending some time with us today on the Coffee Hour in the special series. It's been great to chat with you.
Hey, it's my great pleasure. And God bless you on the ministry of KFUO and all of you. Joni, it's good to hear your voice again.
Good to hear you too. As always.
Take good care of yourselves, all right?
Indeed. Our guest today, Reverend Dr. Chuck Spomer, former guest and co-host on the Bible Study and former pastor of Ascension. Thank you so much for being our guest. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And I'm Joni Harwell.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.